Martha Stewart will be sentenced tomorrow for lying to investigators looking into a controversial stock sale. It's widely expected that she'll receive between 10 and 16 months in prison. Well, commentator Laura Lorson says she'll miss seeing Stewart on television and in print, but she understands why many people are ready to see Martha put away.
Martha Stewart has had her day in court and now will receive her punishment. It's been reported that her sentence might be served out in a jail, or, get this, it might be at her home. If you're like me, the idea of home confinement as a punishment for Martha Stewart is enough to make your eyes roll all the way to the back of your head. If you really want to punish Martha Stewart, confine her in my home. I live in a walk-up with a strange faux leather paneling in the entryway, and I don't have a washing machine. The hot and cold faucets in my bathroom were installed backwards, and I invariably end up brushing my teeth with water hot enough to make instant coffee. My upstairs neighbor sings along with Celine Dion. And I'd like to wish you good luck finding premium Vietnamese cinnamon in my spice rack, Martha. People really seem to want her punished. Don't get me wrong, she broke the law. She needs to pay the price. But I've always liked her, even though I grew up eating spaghetti sauce made out of a 40-cent can of tomato paste, water, and hamburger. No garlic. I was fine with it. No one had told me anything different was possible. Then came Martha. Our world became inundated with things like grosgrain ribbon placemats and hazelnut daiquiri's wedding cake. In a way, I was led to believe that my life was somehow just an imitation of the real thing, a dark, cramped, uglier version of the life I was meant to lead. Martha's kitchen did not contain strange, dented cans of vegetables. She knew how to force narcissus bulbs and store your vintage embroidery hoops. She had great ideas for decorating your beach house in the Hamptons. I, on the other hand, knew nothing about bulbs of any sort other than the 40-watt kind, and I didn't own one house, much less a spare one, by the ocean. But I decided that I liked Martha Stewart anyway, because brisk, efficient, organized people are, to coin a phrase, a good thing. She showed us an immaculate, wonderful world where ingredients are pre-measured into cute little glass dishes, recipes never turn out, unfortunately, and no kids ever draw on the walls with crayons. In short, it was kind of like house porn for the middle class. This, I thought, is what it must be like to keep your house the way you do for company all the time. Watching a Martha Stewart show was like taking a short vacation from my own haphazard life. But the only thing folks like better than a rags-to-riches success story is that story where a person makes a lot of money and gets above their raisin and it all come crashing down around their ears. Americans are ready to see Martha get cut down to size. I don't feel that way, though. I feel like the kid who just found out there won't be any new episodes of Gilligan's Island. If not for Martha Stewart, I'd still be trying to pry old candle wax out of votives with a butter knife. But of course, it turns out there's a lot more to getting the Martha lifestyle than just alphabetizing your Christmas cards. That's where all the bitterness is coming from, I think. People feel as if they were fooled, and that's something they don't forgive easily.
Laura Lorson, formerly of this program's staff, has moved up in the world. She's now a local host for Kansas Public Radio in Lawrence.